Curtis.
Well, Rod Stewart once said, tonight's the night, and that it most certainly is because, the 2024 AgriFutures Rural Women's Award winner will be announced in Perth later on tonight. We have the last of the WA finalists. No stranger to the Rural Focus program, Nicola Kelleher does join us. Nicola, good morning and congratulations and good luck to you tonight.
Oh, good morning, Troy. Thank you very much. I'm really excited to see Jay and Mandy again and enjoy the evening.
Yeah, it should be a good night tonight. Now, you are the Chair of Farming Champions. How's things going there? Can you give us a bit of an update too on when Farmer on Your Plate will be happening again this year?
Yes, it's on Saturday, the 26th of October in Fremantle.
All right.
So last year we moved to Fremantle from the city of Perth because the event had been getting larger.
Yep.
And yeah, so we're holding it there again. I think the backdrop of the lovely green grass and the big trees, it really helped to set the scene.
Let's hope it might be a bit cooler too.
Yes, hopefully a bit cooler this year. Yes.
Now, not only are you the Chair of Farming Champions, but you and your husband run Wandering Clover Fed Beef. How are things going with that?
Yeah, great. Sort of expanding with that. We're finally in the last stages now of speaking to the various government departments about the irrigation project. But I've also been in discussions now with the Peel Development Commission and have been speaking at, I spoke last week at CY O'Connor about bringing a portable abattoir for the region. Discussion with that helps to bring other smaller producers through who want to brand their own product.
Yep.
And I am looking to facilitate with that because I think it will really help to bring choice not only for producers but also to consumers who want to have maybe boutique products and something within like a niche market. My Clover Fed brand is we've specified that we are Clover Fed and how are we different. There will be many other producers that value their methodology and how they produce their product. And really that sort of shows my idea behind Farming Champions. It provides a platform and choice for many producers. Our state is very, very big with lots of different producers with different soil types and different intellectual property of the farmer and providing a platform to that be expressed to the consumer. It gives the consumer more confidence in food security from our state.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of like paddock to plate pretty much.
Oh, yeah, it is. And for us, our story is we can tell the consumer about how we take an active role in caring for our soil and the fertilisers we use, the pasture we use, how our animals are cared for, and then ultimately looking after the actual processing side. I've got a very aware of animal welfare and also then using the whole animals as best we can and packaging it for the consumer at the end. And the consumer wants to know a lot of the tricky questions, especially with regarding, animals. Mm. And it gives consumers more confidence when they have more knowledge about product systems. And so I want to create that for Farming Champions. Applying for the Rural Women's Award and being a finalist is really, really wonderful. That it means I can spread this message further. We can draw more publicity to the event. And also being recognised by AgriFutures, you know, and by DPIRD as a finalist, it's not just me. I feel like the Farming Champions is being recognised for being a fantastic not-for-profit organisation.
I know that you yourself, you're very big on trying to bring families closer to farmers to see how things work. How's this sort of going?
For me, when I moved out here and raised a family, I benefited from knowing where my meat was coming from. And I wanted to share that with other families because, look, we go to work, we work hard, we come home, we want to spend time with our families. They are our number one priority in our life. We might be busy with work, but they're our number one priority. And food is the main thing that we always are considering. If we have food in the cupboard, we feel settled. And so where does that food come from? Really, all the decisions we make in life are about family. And farming families are different where it's a vocation in life. We are dedicated to producing food for the population. And sharing that message is I think it's really valuable. And it's wanted to provide that security for your own family.
And without the farmers, we'd have no food pretty much.
Yes. And my perspective is that consumers want to know more about their food production, but they don't know sometimes where to ask the questions. questions.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
So providing Farmer on Your Plate is that place where they can ask a variety of questions to a variety of producers, a variety of chefs, and industry leaders, so you can really get a well-rounded knowledge of the whole day. It's not something that you can pop in for an hour if you want, or you can stay all day to provide to receive a lot of different information.
Now, besides Farmer on Your Plate, any other events that you're working on?
Lots of things. So personally, I'm also involved in the Country Women's Association, so it's 100 years this year. Yeah. And when I moved to Australia, the Country Women's Association was the first community group that I joined. And I think that, especially being statewide, it really opened my eyes to the length and breadth of the number of community organisations and the number of people that volunteer right across the state. And it knits the fabric of the community together, and building upon that connection, it is entwined with agriculture. And for me, now being so involved in agriculture and wanting to share the message of farming families, I am really privileged to still be involved in many community groups.
How much would winning the award tonight mean to you?
I actually would be, really, really quite emotional if that happened. I think the agriculture, it deserves to have very many positive stories to be told. And I like positive, happy stories, and I'm really great at sharing those. And Farmer on Your Plate gives that platform to allow these to be publicised, and to win that, to be able to take then this to the national competition in Canberra to display that message further, it will be a really wonderful honour.
Have you chatted to any of the past winners here from WA, a part of the award? Have you chatted to them and,
So to when you become a finalist, you become a part of the Rural Women's Award alumni. And after the interviews that were held for the three of us we actually got to meet many of the alumni. They are such a strong group of women, and I really feel humbled by being in their presence, talking about so many things that we have a shared interest in. And it's a very powerful group of women that are involved in so many different aspects across the board in WA and nationally and internationally.
Well, no more sleeps. We'll find out later on tonight, and we'll see how you go. But good luck and well done for being one of the finalists, and good luck later on tonight.
Yeah, thank you. And look, Jay and Mandy have both got amazing projects too. So just being with Jay and Mandy as a finalist, I'm really honoured to be with them, and whoever will win the award makes such a difference to the state. So I'm really grateful. So thanks so very much, Troy.
No, thank you. And good luck to yourself, Mandy and Jay, later on tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much. See you.